This Fan Run podcast is brought to you by DraftKings.
Four teams remain in the NFL playoffs, and that means only four teams left for you to bet on DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Counting down to Super Bowl 56, new customers can get 56-1 odds on any team. Bet just $5 and win $280 in free bets if your team wins. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code FANRUN in all caps and get 56-1 odds on any NFL team. Bet just $5 and win $280 in free bets if your team wins. That's promo code FANRUN in all caps for 56-1 odds at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Must be 21 years or older in Tennessee only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line, 1-800-889-9789.
Oh, yes, that's your answer. That's your answer to everything. Tattoo it on your forehead. Your revolution is over, Mr. Lebowski. Condolences. The bomb's lost. My advice to you is to do what your parents did. Get a job, sir. The bombs will always lose. Do you hear me, Lebowski?
Over time, live from the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios. I think you got me singing.
It's a good song.
You hot mic'd me, man.
Not Did cool. I?
It's not cool.
You gave the thumbs up.
What if I wasn't singing? What if I was slurring? You know what I mean?
You can't Well, you know, that. I'm always, you know, when you're in here saying slurs, you know, I normally don't turn the mics on.
It's crazy. As soon as he turns the mic on, slurs
it's
stop.
Yeah.
But as soon as they go off, I mean, slurs come right back.
Yeah, it's incredible.
Why do you think I want to do an In the Breaks podcast so bad?
That's all it would be. Just Will's potty.
Three and out jokes about a lot about that. I think they would have a really. I think they have a good three in the Breaks podcast.
They don't talk.
I bet they have a good one.
No, I was there for like a year. They don't say a word to
each
other.
Oh, really?
No, they like Davey doesn't like Houston. Houston's okay with Davey, but he doesn't like Nate, and Nate hates all of them. You know what I mean? It's just
and Nate hates all of us. He hates everybody.
That's an interesting dynamic.
Oh yeah.
No, I kid. They would have some funny In the Breaks podcast.
Yeah, they probably would. I think ours would be better.
Oh,
ours would be the best.
By far. So much funnier.
My God.
I got three stories. Actually, I think I might have four.
I don't even know how you would do it in the Breaks podcast. We would have to have extra mics, right? Six microphones?
What do you mean?
We'd have like a camera in the corner with a microphone, you know.
Okay. We could do that.
Hold on, let me pull up. I think I got four stories today.
Yeah, four?
Four stories and 16 years ago.
Okay.
I don't think we have enough time.
I watched a documentary too, so if we're really scraping the barrel at any point.
You had something for me though.
I had something for you?
Yeah.
Oh, I do have something for you, yeah.
So we got six stories.
We got a bunch of stuff.
We got a lot of stuff to get to. Plus, like, still talking basketball. We're going to talk about everything. If you want us to talk about something, call in, I guess.
Whatever.
Hit my line, as the kids
DM
say.
DM me or hit my line. We're out here and... You know, smoking fat doinks and Amish. R.I.P. to that guy. He died.
Have you? Yeah. R.I.P. Amish.
What's his name? Do you guys even know who I'm talking about?
I do know who you're talking about. I can't remember his name. Hold on.
He's always smoking fat doinks.
Smoking.
Yeah, that guy died.
Doinks.
Oh, okay.
Out
in Amish country.
Yeah. Smoking doinks and out in Amish.
Yeah.
R.I.P. to a
Young King Dave.
Young King Dave. R.I.P.
R.I.P. to a real one.
Yeah. YKD.
He made like 10 videos, all the same, pretty much.
He was just smoking fat doinks out in Amish.
Smoking fat doinks, yeah.
Smoking fat doinks out in Amish. You know what it is.
R.I.P.
Young King Dave.
Yeah, he refused to stop. Yeah, he would never not.
Sooner or later, the Amish, they're going to come get you for smoking fat doinks.
Actually, the Amish are cool with that.
Really?
Turns out.
Apparently, a weed is kosher. I learned that on a TikTok the other day.
I guess that makes sense. What defines kosher again?
I
pigs aren't kosher, right?
What is kosher? I know it's a
Judaism. Is it hooved animals or something like that? Something weird?
You're onto something there.
What is considered kosher? What is considered not kosher? Here we have a little infographic.
Okay.
Choose its cud.
Enlighten us.
Choose its cud.
And has split hooves.
Boom.
Cow, sheep, goats, deer. That's kosher, brother.
Yeah, they don't choose their cud.
Domesticated species such as chicken, duck, turkey. That's kosher.
That's kosher, yeah.
Has both fins and scales. That'll be trout, tuna, and salmon. That's also kosher.
Okay.
But, however, loin, sirloin, rump, and flank or heel. Not kosher off the cow.
You can't have rump,
so but you can have
cuts of the cow.
You can have chuck, rib, shoulder, and plate.
How does that even work?
Don't ask me.
Okay, what I guess you got to take that up with God.
Would you like?
You know,
that educated about cuts of beef.
No, I.
What if you just? Like,
I think. The thing about also these like food things is like if you unknowingly eat something, it's cool. Like if you think it's kosher and you eat it, like if you truly believe it's kosher and you eat it and it's not kosher, it don't matter.
Your ancestors wouldn't be that bad.
You thought it was kosher. No, that's like in the book somewhere.
They can't.
Cool.
They can't eat water mammals such as dolphins or whales. So I like that's cool. That's not kosher.
Please not a lot of people.
Please don't eat
crabs, clams, mollusks, or crustaceans. Not kosher.
Okay.
Vulture,
that's
eagle,
tough.
Vulture, eagle, owl.
Kosher.
The big three that
kosher.
I think about when I think about the poultry that
yeah,
I like.
Yeah.
Vulture, eagle, owl.
Yeah. Flying
the
animals that you eat.
VEO.
Yeah. Yeah,
going,
I'm definitely
going
out
to a nice restaurant. Hey, do you have any VEO on this?
Do you have a vulture leg back there?
Okay, what about an eagle?
Bald eagle, preferably.
You're going to sit here and tell me you don't have owl, though?
You don't got owl?
We stuff the owl inside the eagle inside the vulture.
Oh. Isn't there a meal that you do something
like
that?
A
vegowl. Something about duck?
It's a tadurken.
Tadurken.
It's John Madden's favorite dish.
It's the tadurken. That's
it's
right.
It's turkey stuffed with duck stuffed with chicken.
That's right.
But all scavenger or predatory birds, not kosher, as well as the animals that don't chew cood or doesn't have split herd, such as pigs, rabbit, and kangaroo. Kangaroo, not kosher. My favorite part of all of this, and I'm not trying to be insensitive to religion. I just find this amusing.
Yeah. We're learning, too.
Meat and dairy together, not okay. So you can have a burger. You can have a grilled cheese. You cannot have a cheeseburger.
So you can't have a glass of milk with your cheeseburger?
I think
really?
If it's on the sandwich.
Oh, it can't be like touching.
Yeah. So you can't have like a cream-based sauce
really?
On your burger.
Okay.
That was educated. I like that.
That was educated, yeah.
I don't know if anybody else enjoyed that. We learned something and we made fun of it.
Right.
That is the appropriate way to go about doing things like that.
Yeah, the reason that I found out...
Many people need to listen to that segment.
Yeah, absolutely.
And learn how to talk about culture.
That was the kosher food segment.
Yeah, that was a very cultured segment. We learned while also being insensitive. There's nobody else who can
that's
do
right.
that here.
And I'll give you a little
they're
bit of life
gonna
experience.
They're either going to learn or they're going to be insensitive. Check out The Drive. They're insensitive. Talk sports, they learn. You know what I mean?
You get both here. You get both here. But I learned about that whole unknowingly eating stuff rule, but working fast food, baby. Because dude came through one time and he was like, your hot dog's all beef? And I was like, for sure, man. and he was like, oh, cool, because, you know, I gotta have, you know, I can't have pork. And I was like, oh, that's cool. Yeah, you're good.
All pork?
Dude, sold it. He's gone. I turned to my boss, and I was like, yeah, we sell all beef hot dogs, right? And he goes, nah, they're 50-50. And I went, ooh. Well, that guy just broke kosher. He was like, nah, it's cool. He doesn't know.
He's going to have a conversation with God.
He ate there like once a week. Yeah, I sold that guy all beef hot dogs for a long time.
You just didn't tell him?
I couldn't. You know,
you're no.
That's a pride thing.
That's bad.
You know, yeah. I hope he didn't go around, you know, to his church friends and be like, guys, go eat here. They got all beef hot dogs.
I would have just told him we're out of hot dogs.
And he's like, no.
Every time he would have come, hey, we're out of hot dogs, man.
We're out, man. Dude, I can see the roller behind you. It's back there heating them up. It's like, no, gone.
There'd be minivans.
Those are 50-50.
Those are Italian sausage.
Yeah, can't have that. Yeah, I felt bad about it, but you know, it's whatever. Who cares?
No, you didn't.
He eats mostly kosher, I would say. He's probably still eating those hot dogs.
You want to play a real quick game?
You have no remorse.
Kosher or not kosher?
Yeah.
Yes, I'm in.
It's only ocean animals.
Ocean animals?
It's the other infographic
seals.
I was going to pull up.
Kosher.
Dory.
I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6,
going off
7.
Different fish?
I got 7. I'm going to say the fish.
Okay.
/ crustacean / anything.
Okay.
You tell me kosher or not kosher. Let's see how well you paid attention to our cultural foods experiment. Lobster.
Not kosher.
Bob?
I'm going to say it is kosher.
Bob? Didn't pay attention to me. It's not kosher.
You're correct. I didn't
yeah.
What about a herring? And not
a
red
a
one.
Herring? Is that a fish?
It's a bird, isn't it?
Is that a bird?
I said it's only fish.
Oh, yeah. You said yeah,
herring with
red,
a G.
I'm thinking of red herring.
Okay. Heron is a bird.
Herring.
Herring. Going to go with kosher.
It is kosher.
That's kosher. Yeah. Fish, it's kosher. Yeah.
Salmon?
I don't see why. Well, kosher. Let me think. Anything weird about salmon? No, they're probably kosher.
It is kosher.
Okay.
How about a catfish?
No, probably not kosher. They're bottom feeder. They're bottom feeder.
It's not kosher.
Yeah, that's not kosher at all.
Flounder?
Sure.
Not kosher.
How big? Flounder are big. What do they eat? Other fish? Kosher.
That is kosher.
Yeah.
It is.
And finally, swordfish.
God, swordfish are weird. They've got like a hard shell, sort of. Like they're not like squishy like other fish. You know,
they have scales.
They kind of have scales, yeah. I think. Well,
you're forgetting the big rule.
I'm gonna go not kosher.
It is not kosher because it does not have scales. It has to have both fins and scales.
Yeah, because they don't have scales. They've got that like husk sort of like. It's very weird. I saw one person. Did you say it? What
swordfish? Marlin.
I think I saw somebody.
Nope, that, different animal.
Yeah, very different. I saw somebody like butcher like a swordfish one time. It's wild.
We just did 15 minutes on kosher, not kosher. Yeah. Look at us. We still got a bunch of stories.
We are an educational show.
I got a story about a cruel Twitter troll bot.
A bot? Someone made a bot that just
trolls? After your heart, Tucker. I also have a Capitol rioter asking for forgiveness.
Okay.
As well as Eric Clapton.
Asking for forgiveness about what? Eric Clapton, is he asking for forgiveness?
He is not.
As well?
Hold on.
Is he canceled again? Or
hold on.
Did he
say
something offensive?
Vaccine skeptic Eric Clapton claims blank.
Claims. Oh, okay, okay, okay. I thought you were going to make me guess that. I was like, I don't know what the hell Eric Clapton's thinking.
And then finally, a story about a Texas woman who had a trip to Walmart to where she did not fulfill her shopping list.
Okay.
Four stories. Cruel bot, Capitol rioter, Eric Clapton, and a Texas woman.
I feel like you like the cruel bot.
I do like the cruel bot.
I feel like you do.
A cruel bot is ruining Wordle by forcing innocent players to see the next day's answer.
That's horrible. I got to go block the... Is it a Twitter account?
I swear I have nothing to do with this.
Oh, my God.
Clearly, someone hasn't learned about the curse of Wordle. Grade A mean person, I don't know if I can say that word, has created a Twitter bot that looks for those, tweeting their score for that day's word puzzle and replies with a spoiler for the following day's word.
Wow.
The bot's goal, apparently, is to terminate Wordle bragging.
It's not bragging. It's a little bragging. But, like, bragging. That's awful. They're just because, like, then you can't play that day because you'll just get it and, you know it. It takes the whole thing away.
Here on this article, it talks about how it's very well known. It's so well known. It was part of SNL's cold open this past week.
They did a Wordle thing?
God, I hate SNL.
Really?
So much. I didn't check it out.
Yeah, SNL's a little.
I didn't even know
good.
The last time I watched an episode.
No. I mean, the most recent SNL thing I saw was that stupid promo they ran during an NFL football game about how they didn't know football. Oh, that's hilarious.
It was pretty funny.
It sucked. What'd they say about Wordle?
The Dark Tale begins earlier this month as spotted by NWE or NME when a software engineer called Robert Riegel decided
Rob Riegel?
To reverse.
Rob Riegel's out here writing up.
He reverse engineered the game's code out of pure curiosity. He chronicled his pursuit in a blog post revealing that he had fathomed the algorithm that decided each day's chosen word. From this, he was able to work out what the following day's word was going to be chosen by the algorithm from a static list and thus get the game right first time every time.
What?
So he was just being able to guess the word before the word was guessed. His mistake was showing off, posting the method. He then concluded, try it out, which of course people did, and one person, as yet unidentified, thought it'd be a great idea to create a Twitter bot that used this information and then sniffed around for people posting their scores on their timeline in order to reply, spoiling the game for him the next day.
Wow. What a jerk. That rocks, though. That is very... That's smart. You know? It's funny.
I love this guy.
But if I tweeted out my Wordle and I got a reply saying, yeah, tomorrow's word's going to be pickle, which isn't a five-letter word, but I would be so mad.
Someone tweeted out, I cheated because I knew it was something I'd never guess, to which the bot then automatically responded with, God, stop bragging. Here, take tomorrow's word and get on with your life. XXXXX. But obviously it said the word.
Wow. So you know tomorrow's word?
It's blocked out on here. I haven't checked out this guy's.
Yeah. Okay, that's good. Because I don't want to know.
Agree, hardest one yet. I have no idea the word even existed, posting his full six turns to solve it. And again, guess what tomorrow's word is? XXXXX. Keep bragging and I'll be back every day.
That's amazing. This is funny. I mean, it's horrid. It's awful
it's
behavior.
Like an online horror movie.
But that's hilarious.
It's so good.
That is such a funny concept. Stop bragging. I'm ruining it. You can't play for 2 days.
Trolls make the world go round.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they definitely push progress.
Someone write the song.
They're going to make the algorithm better now.
Make the world go round.
We probably could write that. Do it like a... yeah, like that early Beatles kind of vibe. you know?
That's what I was hearing, too.
It's been a Trolls Day night.
Yeah, do that.
I've been tweeting all night long.
Yeah, bars. One of those. Okay.
It's been a Trolls Day night.
For someone to...
You will always get your Wordle wrong.
No, you get it. They'll make sure you get it right.
You'll never get your Wordle wrong.
Yeah, if you get the Wordle wrong now, you're... I mean...
Did you get it today?
Yeah, I believe I did it last night. Let me check. I mean, let me make sure.
If you haven't, I'm just going to hint at it.
I mean, I believe I do it at midnight every day. Like, I don't think I missed last night. I believe I did it. Let me check. I typed in Wordle. That needs to be a game.
Yeah, you do it pretty late.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I'm a late night kind of guy.
I've got an off sleep schedule, so
yeah, I got it. Yeah, today's was hard.
Today's was not hard.
A little weird.
I don't.
Well, it's not hard because you got, you know, the bot told you.
No, I've been on a streak of like getting it on like three every time.
Okay.
But the can I say?
No.
I can't say anything about it. Turn your radio off. If you haven't, if you like Wordle, turn your radio off.
I feel like we're getting into. I mean, it's only 7 o'clock. There's a new one in four. There's a new one in 4 hours. I mean, don't say the word.
The double letter sucks.
That's awful.
But at the same time, that is one of the most popular words of all time, just in one instance and one instance only.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, once you...
QAnon people literally visit it this year.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, you just gave away the word.
No, I did not.
It was close.
If you keep up with QAnon, you don't play Wordle.
Agreed.
You can't spell.
Okay, that's a good one. Okay.
What do you mean I'm supposed to come up with six words?
I can't do that.
I only know three.
Yeah. But I've seen people try to do
JFK Jr. Okay, I know four.
I know some of them.
Those
are letters.
My bad.
That's okay. I mean, John Fitzgerald. You know, they're not names. They're not words, but, you know, sort of thing.
Would you like to talk about a Texas woman, a Capitol rioter, or Eric Clapton?
What's that Capitol rioter trying to do?
Capitol rioter asked court for lenient sentence, arguing that he already suffered by losing work, access to Airbnb, and his TSA pre-check.
He lost his TSA pre-check? That's the worst thing that they've done to you. Yeah.
Why did you not lead with that?
Ooh.
Big tech censorship you take away my TSA pre-check, I might storm the Capitol again.
Well, the good thing is you're not going to need it. You know?
I just do find it very funny when people who do terrorist things get upset when they're treated like one.
What? Come on. This wasn't even supposed to happen. You guys aren't even supposed to be in charge anymore. I'm supposed to be the Secretary of State.
What are these consequences of my own actions?
Yeah.
What is this?
It's the Hannibal Buress meme. It shoots him. And he's like, who did this? Who could have done this?
Capitol rioter defendant claims that he was barred from Airbnb and Lyft and lost his TSA pre-check pass after his arrest, according to a legal file. Justin,
that's what happens. It's not just it's not this crime specifically. TSA pre-check is based off of background checks and like you being good. You're cool. We can trust you. You broke into the Capitol building.
It'd be like someone going bankrupt and being like, oh my goodness, my credit score dropped. What
no one's
hell?
Giving me a loan. What the heck? Yeah.
It's very ironic because he is an accountant. He pleaded guilty to a misdemeanor charge of parading, picketing, and demonstrating inside Capitol grounds in November last year.
That's a pretty low charge.
Due to, especially since he has a picture of himself holding a peace sign in someone's office.
He went deep in there. Yeah.
The AOC office or the Pelosi office?
I don't know the offices.
Yeah, they took both of them. Yeah. They were hanging out.
There's hand sanitizer and some candy on there, so...
That's an AOC.
I was going to say, Pelosi doesn't eat candy.
No.
Can't handle the dentures.
Yeah, she'd die.
He's due sentencing on Friday, and in an informal request to the court for leniency, his lawyer described how plea has already disrupted his life as an accountant living in Belmore, Long Island. He lost clients and investment partnerships, the request said. He was, per the document, also banned from working as a Lyft driver and using Airbnb, and also lost his TSA pre-check. Apparently, he was driving Lyft and Uber when his accounting work was slow. Lyft Airbnb did not respond to a comment, however, about the story. He does say there's nobody to blame but himself.
Okay.
But I want to blame other people.
It's good that at least he can, you know, say that. I mean, he's not thinking it.
He said
he doesn't believe that.
He's been harassed on social media following his arrest and did not feel welcome in his own neighborhood.
Wow.
More than anything else, he deeply regrets bringing this all upon his wife and family. It's all his fault. He blames nobody but himself.
Okay.
He wants personal redemption
and
growth. But how can I have personal redemption and growth without TSA pre-check?
Yeah, what are you going to do? You going to wait in line like a bunch of peasants?
I can't have growth if they make me take my effing shoes off.
My shoes? You're going to dehumanize me like that?
I'm taking my laptop out of my bag and these people want me to be a better person?
Awful. I think also, just on one random day of the year, like a group of like 10 people has to show up at his house and just take his house for the day.
That'd be funny.
They watch his TV.
They just go sit in his office.
He goes sits in the closet. He sits in a closet.
Apparently, his wife filed for divorce a day after his arrest.
Quick move in there, lady.
The couple is working on their marriage again, the filing said.
Oh, that's a dumb move, lady.
Up to 6 months of imprisonment and a fine of not more than $5,000 and a term of probation.
He's asking for leniency?
Yeah.
Dog.
I think he does not get it.
I think you got off pretty fine. You know, with what that, I mean, you could have got, you probably deserve way worse.
His life has been turned upside. Again, it's what Bob said of like what my consequence was to have actions. It's just very funny to me to see the priorities in people's lives of, I guess like Lyft. Yeah. Like that's, you can't, but you could probably drive DoorDash. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like this happens. Like people can't get like actual jobs because they got caught with 3 ounces or not 3 ounces.
That's a lot. Whoa. Because they caught with how much, Will? They might be selling drugs.
But like you get caught with a couple grams of marijuana, now you can't get a job for a while.
Yeah.
Like this happened. You commit a crime.
Yeah.
It's very, very stupid that the world works like this because most of the time, not to get on a soapbox, not to get political
you'd
here.
You'd never do that.
But most of the time. I'm gonna go on a little limb, if you will, a little tree branch.
Right.
Most of the time, when someone gets arrested, and then cannot get a job afterwards, even if it's a very minuscule crime, they're gonna end up committing more crime because they can't get a job and they need money.
Yeah, I mean, like, it does create a.
It's
you know,
the same thing, and again, I could be wrong about this, but I had a theory at the beginning of the season of the college football season when NIL first happened, where I said there is going to be much less. Kids getting in trouble for doing illegal activities off field because like and it was mainly just like selling weed. Like so many kids were getting caught selling weed, doing stupid things like that when they're on the football team because you cannot have a job while you're a full-time athlete and a full-time student. Now you can make money off of your likeness. Many of these kids don't need money in their pocket anymore. And like they can get paid legally by the school. Yeah. Many of these kids don't need extra money in their pocket. Correct me if I'm wrong because I could be wrong. At least at Tennessee, ever since Salter, and anywhere in the SEC that I can remember, I haven't seen anybody strictly for the aspect of selling drugs.
Right.
There's still been kids get arrested because kids do stupid things still. But there's been no one who's been arrested for trying to turn crime into a monetary game, if that makes sense.
And that was even like he had just got here.
And that was like March, May.
Yeah.
So it was a little... It was still before everything.
It
was
off season. Yeah. I do agree with you. That's a good take. I don't think you'll see that. I mean, you've not really seen that in the country this year, not a whole lot.
Again, that's a very local thing, too.
Like, for sure.
If someone gets arrested at Nebraska, it might
doesn't
not
go
be
on
national
ESPN.
News.
Yeah.
But at the same time, like Salter was on ESPN's front page. Like, there's a couple
that
of
wasn't that was attached to an assault and stuff like that. Well, so they had a little
there
more.
There was
a couple instances.
It was the offseason. Yeah.
He had a few.
Yeah, they robbed somebody, too. Like, it wasn't like they were just selling.
Yeah, no,
that just smoking
it was a little rough situation.
They broke into
there.
A dorm room. And then were confused when the RA and university police showed up. They're like, yeah, you beat the crap out of a dude in a dorm room.
Yeah, there's cameras in.
There's two 18-year-old girls in 4B that are they're losing their mind.
They
right
heard
now.
That.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Like I have a buddy who plays guitar and he lives on campus and he's like, "Man, my RA is always knocking on my door telling like people are complaining about my music being too loud when I play guitar." It's like, "Yeah, because like, there's people live in that it's
all
not just
around
you."
Yeah.
Like that's and again it's I think I compared it to like a waiting room of like I don't want to live in an apartment, like I'm going to have to, but I don't want to live in an apartment because if you've ever been in a waiting room, I know you went to the doctor's office today.
Yep.
People just listen to videos without any headphones on.
Oh, for sure.
Like just like very inconsiderate, annoying
so
things like
that's
that.
That's how much I enjoyed last night's game. I was watching videos from the game last night with sound. Yeah.
Can I just say the best lesson I got from that Capital Rider story was that even if you're an accountant out there, that you still have to drive for Lyft and Uber to make ends meet.
Yeah, that's pretty tough.
Long Island for
that's
you.
That's tough.
It's Long Island for you, man.
Yeah, he said accountant. I was like, oh, this guy's probably doing pretty well.
I did find
well.
It funny, though. Yeah. I don't know what neighborhood. I believe it was Belmore.
Long
Island has some like very pro Capital Rider neighborhoods. I'm assuming he Belmore sounds like one of those.
Maybe
weird. I don't think he's not welcome in his known neighborhood, but I could be wrong. Maybe he lives in the Lib side of Long Island. But
he could.
I feel like it's a very diverse population. Obviously,
probably.
In New York City,
probably more diverse than
here.
Cities
here.
Tend to lead more liberal and progressive.
Yeah,
bigger cities.
More people you get together. You know.
Yeah.
People start to open their minds a little bit.
Must be something in the water. All that lead. You know.
That's
what
it is. Yeah. It's the lead in the water.
They extract it out of the water around here.
So. Yeah, we pull it out.
Trying to think. We don't have enough time. We'll hit a break. We'll come back.
Okay.
True. We'll talk about the next mom of the week once she gets her hands on that sweet prize.
Oh, my God.
As well as Eric Clapton. We'll be right back. Overtime, live from the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios, hour two rolling right along. Less sports in this hour, more sports in hour one. So if you're missing the sports, if you're listening to the podcast out of order, we talked NFL in hour one.
We touched on all the good stuff.
I want to get to these two stories, so I think I'm going to save the basketball game for tomorrow, because then we can talk about recap and then pre-show.
Sure.
Or pre-game.
I like that. I mean, that's fine.
The game that's coming up. Big game. We got two big games. You got Florida. And then you're rolling in to Austin, Texas for Rick Barnes' first homecoming since he left Texas. Texas is a pretty good team. So those are two big games. I'm very excited about this weekend. Start with Eric Clapton, though.
What's he up to? What's that guy doing?
Vaccine. Eric Clapton claims subliminal messages are convincing people to fall in line. Clapton.
Subliminal messages, huh?
Who has rallied against COVID-19 measures, discussed a discredited theory that people are receiving pro-vaccine messages subliminally in videos.
Okay.
I think he's our most talked about guy on this show. If we had to do per capita, like the stories that guys are about the most, Clapton's up there. Because Clapton
is top five.
Clapton's God.
He's good at guitar.
It's one of my favorite scenes. That 70s show.
Oh, yeah.
Draw what you think God is. And then Laurie draws something very sexually explicit.
Expletive.
Yeah.
Explicit.
Explicit. Boom. Expletive is a curse word. Yeah.
But she draws something sexy, and then Eric and Hyde just draw Clapton and then go, Clapton's God, man. Clapton wow. is God, man. Yeah. It's my every time I think of Eric Clapton, I say, hey, Clapton is God, man.
Okay.
Makes me smell.
Who said it first?
Hyde.
Hyde said it first. Of course he did. Yeah.
After months of rallying against COVID-19 lockdowns and vaccines and refusing to play shows that required vaccination proof, Eric Clapton has seemingly embraced a controversial theory claiming that secret messages are allegedly being hidden inside YouTube videos with the goal of driving mass compliance with COVID precautions. The 76-year-old rock icon pointed to the theory as an explanation for his divisive views on the global pandemic that has killed more than 5.6 million people worldwide.
It's a lot of people.
I thought, what's going on here? I didn't get the memo. Whatever the memo was, he's British, right?
Clapton? Yeah.
I'm fairly certain, yeah.
Believe so.
Good, yeah.
Whatever the memo was, it hadn't reached me.
It hadn't reached me.
Clapton told YouTube channel Real Music Observer about why he decided to team up with his old friend and fellow lockdown opponent, Van Morrison, who I know people love Van Morrison. I hate Van Morrison. I think his music sucks.
But you like The Sopranos?
He's got good songs. Tupelo Honey's a pretty good one, I believe. What's the one?
Brown Eyes.
Glad Tidings.
Brown Eyed Girl.
Glad Tidings is a decent song, but I can't do him. I don't like him. He's another, I think we were talking about Joe Rogan earlier. I don't know if that was on air or off there, but just another, I hear their voice and I just immediately can't.
Really?
Can't do
it. I think Van Morrison has a pretty good voice.
Can't do it. Okay. I love Bob Dylan too. Like, that's the weird thing.
Hey, where do we go? No, he's pretty good.
They had a two songs. Stand and Deliver, as well as he also had a song called This Has Gotta Stop.
Okay.
Clapton told the YouTube channel host that he realized that he had, in fact, gotten the memo in a form of controversial theory posed by clinical psychology professor Matthias Desmet, who was promoting the idea that we are all suffering from mass psychosis. Thank you. When it comes to COVID-19, the theory proposes that messages encouraging people to get vaccinated against COVID-19 and to take other precautions are part of a shadowy attempt to hypnotize the masses to fall in line. Is he talking about commercials?
I think so.
Does he know what the word subliminal means then?
Because
subliminal is not, hey, go get your vaccine. Hey, go wear a mask.
No, that's not
subliminal.
No, so I believe they're just doing it right out. Yeah.
It goes back to what I was saying earlier about the way the artist compared to just people who write songs. Right. It's like you can either say it or you can describe it. Describing it is subliminal. You describe things to get the message across.
Sure.
The theory has been widely debunked, gained steam in December 2021. The popular Joe Rogan Experience podcast, which has frequently been the source of incorrect and medical dubious information. I like the word dubious there. About the pandemic, Clapton has claimed that he suffered from severe nerve damage to his fingers as a result of taking the vaccine. Yeah. And he was so sick he couldn't play his guitar for months. Again, like, you're 76, dude. Like,
you're old.
I don't know if that's just, like,
bro, I think you're just old, yeah. too, yeah.
He said, my career had almost gotten away. Oh, man.
Man, you're 76. The fact that your fingers work as much as you've played a guitar, oh, my
and
God.
The amount of, like, alcohol and things that he did.
The
he had
miles
such an up
on
and
that
down
body.
Life. Like, not to, like, poo-poo on his life. Like, he had a very sad, like, his son died. Yeah, yeah, like, there's a lot of really sad things that went on in Eric Clapton's life.
Right.
This isn't one of them.
No,
being tricked by the media to go get a shot.
Shadow government. It's getting after Clapton.
But he continues. I joined forces with Van. I got the tip that Van was standing up to the measures, and I thought, why isn't everybody else doing this? We go back. I've known him since we were kids, and I contacted him and said, what do you think? What's going on? And he said, I'm objecting, really, but it seems like we're not even allowed to do that, and nobody else is doing it. You're kidding. Nobody else? Again, these people are just shocked that they have different ideas. It's very funny when that people learn that people don't agree with them. It's another actions have consequences type of moment.
Yeah.
But he just continues to go on. It was a very funny. It's more of a funny watch than it is anything else because it's just like I don't know. I think he's sober now, but he just always sounds half drunk.
Right.
But just like a half drunk Eric Clapton explaining how the man is getting us to us through subliminal messages.
I mean, I'm not shocked. You know, a guy who grew up in the 60s is a little weary of the government.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, at least it's a little on character. But come on, bro. The subliminal message thing's pretty funny.
It is.
Like, they're showing commercials, and then all of a sudden there's like a 1 second frame of a needle, and it's like gone. And you're like, what was that? And it's like, nothing. There was nothing there.
Or like just someone wearing a mask on a sideline. He's like, oh.
Subliminal. They're trying to trick us.
Do you I want to? I kind of want to do that. No, Eric, you don't want to do that.
You can't do that.
And finally, my favorite story. A Texas woman demanded to buy a child out of Walmart for $500,000, police say. Talk about a steal.
$500,000?
Yeah.
I feel like that's a little high.
Must have been a cool kid.
It must have been. Does this lady...
This is the Blind Side.
Do they have a photo
sequel?
Of the lady?
Do what?
Do you have a photo of the lady?
Let me scroll.
Any photos?
I do not see any Nothing. Photos, unfortunately.
I was just wondering if she looked like someone who has $500,000.
I was just saying, it would be very funny if she was, like, she just really wanted to be, man, I love football, if you're catching my drift in terms of the initials. Like she doesn't have a kid.
Right.
But she's really hot, and she's 49. She's like, you know what would take me to the next step of being that moat search category?
I gotta have a kid.
$500,000.
No more, no less. Meet me out back.
49-year-old Texas woman was arrested and charged with third-degree felony last week after she attempted to buy a child for $500,000.
Yeah, that's a crime.
Becca Lynette Taylor was charged last week with the sale and purchase of a child, according to NBC. Oh, it went through, I guess.
She got five. Okay.
The child was with his mother on self-checkout. It'd be very funny.
Run
she
right
tried to scan.
The,
yeah,
yeah,
she tried to scan him. It brings the attendant over. What's the number for this
yeah,
one?
Yeah, what's
again?
The code? No, you got to do those by weight.
It's right next to the bananas. Come
gotcha.
On.
So he just perches up there. He sits down.
A white woman with blonde hair approached, the affidavit says. The Crockett Police Department did not immediately respond to the insider's request for comment. It's unclear if Taylor has legal representation and was able to reach her for comment. But according to police records, Taylor began commenting on her son's blonde hair and blue eyes. Yikes.
That's weird.
How much she could purchase him for. The mom tried to laugh the comment off, thinking Taylor was just joking. Taylor then told her she had $250,000 in the car and she would pay that much for him. The mom told her no amount of money would do. The mother then told police that Taylor was accompanied by another woman who asked for the child's name. The mother did not tell either of them the name. She told police the woman began to call it out. Taylor told the mother that she wanted to purchase a child for a long time. The mother told her to stay away from her child and waited for the two women to leave. Outside in the parking lot, Taylor confronted the mother once again, asking to buy the child. Taylor began screaming at the mom, saying if she wouldn't take $250,000 for him, then she would give her $500,000 because she wanted him and she was going to have that child.
This is psychotic.
The mom then got into her car, locked the door with her child in.
Good move.
Taylor then got back into a black SUV, left the scene. Surveillance footage caught the incident on camera, and police issued a warrant for her arrest. She's being held in Houston County Jail on $50,000 bond.
That's nothing for her.
I was going to say 10 of those by a kid.
Yeah, I was going to say. Hey.
That's 10, right? 50 to 500? 10?
Yeah. Sure.
Texas Penal Code says that an individual found guilty of a felony in the third degree shall be punished by imprisonment in institution division for any term of not more than 10 years or less than 2 years, in addition to imprisonment an individual adjudged guilty of a felony of the third degree may be punished by a fine not exceeding $10,000. How much for your firstborn?
I don't think you can sell a kid, you know?
I mean,
well, if Bezos rolled
possession's
up.
Possession's nine-tenths of the law,
if
brother.
Bezos rolled up, you know, and he was like, yeah, I got...
Well, it's like that video of Trump buying the kids. Have you seen that one where he just shoves the lady in the car?
I have seen that.
It's a very
funny
video.
Yeah, it was pretty good. That's pretty good.
I'm buying this car. I need this car. My kids are in it. I'll buy them, too.
I'll buy them, too. It's fine.
as least favorite of that person is, it is a very funny
video. He just writes a check and hands it to her, and she's like, oh, all right. Have fun, kids. Be good. That is a pretty good one. That's a pretty funny little
video.
Makes
me laugh.
Yeah.
Woman trying to buy a child.
Yeah, what's crazy is the crime, you don't even have to she didn't succeed in the purchase, actually. You know, the lady didn't take the money. But the crime is just, the moment she was like, can I buy your kid? Yeah, that's a felony. You're going to jail.
I don't see what the problem is.
You don't? You think free market?
Once she starts chasing her down and screaming the child's name out.
It's a little weird.
And commenting on the blue hair and blonde
very
eyes.
Very strange.
Very creepy. If someone just asked me, hey, can I buy your kid? I'm not immediately like, oh, you're a criminal. I would have thought it was a joke, too. That sounds like something I would say.
The lady laughed.
I'm about to be an uncle. You know what I mean? Like, my sister, she's pregnant. Gross.
Yeah.
But she's going to have a kid. I think it's going to be a cool kid. I'm going to ask how much I can buy him for.
Yeah, just a joke.
And that's not a felony.
I hope they put you in jail.
That's a
That'd
good one.
That'd be so funny. If your sister was like, no,
my nephew.
I'm calling the cops right now.
My one phone call is to his little tykes, my first cell phone.
Like, hey, man, listen, I put a great offer on your mom's desk. I want you to go into her office, look at it. You tell me what you think.
Did I tell you I get nickname rights and I get godfather rights in name only? So I'm not the godfather
legally. So you're the boss of the family?
I'm not godfather legally. I have no actual power over the child or anything like that.
But you're kind of?
But I get to call myself the godfather.
That's cool.
So okay. I think she's doing May or something. I don't know. But as of then, I'll come in and we'll do a Periscope.
I thought the godfather
y'all are going to have to kiss the ring.
Was someone non-related.
Nate was the godfather.
It's my nephew. So I'm the new godfather for just my nephew.
That's a very powerful title for you.
It is a title, yeah.
Makes me feel, that was the first. She was like, I'm pregnant. I was like, oh, gross, you had sex. Can I be the godfather? Those were the first words.
Yeah.
It's
like, can I have a title, please?
Yeah,
uncle. No, that one's generic.
And then I got nickname rights. So okay. we're gonna have to think of some good ones off air. I don't want to dox the kid.
Yeah, no,
he's
can't.
Born.
Don't do that.
But I've been thinking of some good ones.
Okay. You know if it's a boy or a girl yet?
Word. Yeah, it's a boy.
Nice.
It's a boy.
Okay.
It's a boy.
You're going to be a boy uncle, huh?
Yeah.
I'm a girl uncle.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. That sucks.
No, she's pretty cool.
Yeah.
She's pretty chill. I've never seen her cry, so that's pretty neat.
Her baby's cool? I'm nervous. What if I don't get along with them?
So, see, most babies, in my experience, kind of suck.
Yeah.
Most babies, not fun, not a good hang.
I mean, none of them can, have conversations.
But my niece, I've literally never seen her upset. She was born in, June. Never seen her upset. It's the most bizarre thing I've ever seen. She's pretty chill. Kind of like me.
I just saw my niece on Saturday.
Oh, she cool?
She stopped by the house for the first time.
Heck
never
yeah.
Seen that. Never seen my niece spot, so yeah.
Little bitty?
Yeah, she's 13. So.
Okay.
No, not little bitty, but that's cool.
Yeah, she's small. She's okay. Very small for her age. But she's grown up, a beanstalk.
So. It's cool. I was an uncle as a young person, which doesn't really have the benefits, because I was 14, I couldn't take the kid anywhere.
All of my cousins and everyone were adopted, so technically they were my aunts and uncles, because they were adopted by my grandma, but they were 5 years old when I was 14, and that broke my brain.
Yep.
I was having 6-year-old uncles, and I was 7. I was a grade above them, and they were my uncle.
Were they good mentors to you? Did you go to them for advice?
No, very often they pulled pranks on me. One of them made me stick my finger in a broken light socket.
Did it shock
it
you?
Hurt.
That hurt?
Did hurt.
That's tough.
He locked me in the bathroom.
Your tío y tía.
These children are bullying you?
Yeah. Well, not now.
Not anymore?
Yeah, I can beat them up
you
now.
Hit them.
But 14, still.
Right.
Still had.
Yeah, when they're at that age where you're not allowed to do anything back, it's tough.
Yeah.
You got to kind of get through those years because they know they've got immunity too.
You know how I was thinking, though, about adopting a dog and maybe just having something to hang out with, having something to, again, as depressing as it sounds, just having something to wake up in the morning to spend time with. I think I want to get a kid.
Okay, go buy you one. Run that.
I think I want to adopt a kid.
Well, you need to go to the shelter and get a kid. I don't know why that lady just didn't go to the shelter.
Do you think Well, they wouldn't have blonde hair, blue-eyed ones there. Those are on.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Some sort of genetic.
Do you think if I adopted a kid for the station, we could have him be our, like, an 8-year-old intern? I'll clean up after.
I don't think you pass an adoption application.
Get me in person. You know what I mean.
You're still pretty much. Oh, you gotta get me in the room. They'll give me any kid I want.
I can sell anything.
I'll sell myself.
Birthday's next. It's time for the birthday game, As always, people are born and then we talk about them no later and no sooner. Only that's different is the names and the day. Bobby Flay, take it away.
A little bit older here. January 24th, 1943.
No, you're a little bit older. Oh, sorry. You're talking about the birthday. My bad.
Birthplace, Dallas, Texas. Death date, August 9th, 1969.
That's one. John F. Kennedy?
Age of 26 at the date of birth.
You're 6 years off.
I just heard Dallas and death.
Okay. That's okay.
Actress who was tragically stabbed to death by members of Charles Manson's cult.
Oh, she was in was she not in Clockwork Orange? Or no, is that a different chick?
I don't think so.
That's a different girl. She was married to Roman Polanski from City.
Yep. Yes, she sure was.
She was in I know you all have seen Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Yep. She's main character, Margot Robbie, whatever her name is. It's
I'm not gonna get it.
ST.
Were the older initials. Ben Rap Game.
ST?
Harder than Boa.
That doesn't even sound right.
Sharon Tate.
Sharon Tate. I knew it was Sharon Tate. I was literally... I knew it.
He had no idea.
I did know it.
January 24th, 1974. Birthplace of Atlanta, Georgia. He is 48 years old today. A comedic actor who first gained recognition on The Daily Show, then went on to play the character...
Jon Stewart. Stephen Colbert.
Andy Bernard.
Ed Helms.
On The Office, yes.
I almost just said Andy Bernard.
Film credits include The Hangover Trilogy, Cedar Rapids, and Vacation.
Nard Dog.
Yeah, he did some rough things to The Office because he had to make The Hangover 3.
It's actually Drew now.
It's actually Drew now, so...
I'm not calling you that.
And he punches a hole in the wall same day?
No, that was after that.
That's right.
That's because he had to
That's right.
Animated
yeah,
the
yeah, yeah. He put the phone in the ceiling and he punched the wall and he went to
Hangover. Was it Robin? His ringtone. He did his own ringtone.
Rockin' Robin.
That's
yeah, it was.
Tweet.
He did the whole thing a cappella. Yeah.
Next birthday? It's a very good character.
January 24th, 1987. Even though he said y'all didn't know too many soccer players, Salto, Uruguay is his birthplace.
Luis Suarez, final answer. He plays for Uruguay. That's the only Uruguay player.
It is Luis Suarez.
He bit the dude.
What a pull.
He bit the guy.
I remember the jersey.
All right, we got one more.
If he would have got to the bite thing, I would have got that one too.
We got one more for today.
I just don't know where these guys are from.
Does he play for Hungary?
Yeah. Because he is.
January 24th, 1999, birthplace, Alabama.
Yeah, keep going. Will's distracted by a halftime show on TV.
Wide receiver selected 12th overall in the 2020 NFL draft by the Raiders out of Alabama.
Henry Ruggs. I got that while watching Scooby.
Scooby. That was a chihuahua.
That's Scooby.
He was distracted.
He was on America's Got Talent. The same season I auditioned for. I believe it's Oscar and Scoob, and the dude is ripped and really hot, and then he just has a chihuahua that balances on things. He does handstands.
That's cool.
Scoob.
The dog does handstands?
No, I think, actually.
He probably could.
He's
a chihuahua.
Probably could.
Lightweight, you know?
Sorry, halftime shows. I think that... I love a good halftime
show. Yeah, it had a hold of you.
Red Panda,
you were completely turned around.
You heard my gasp. I was in awe. Scoob
you
was
did not hide
on
it.
Two basketballs.
Yeah, you were excited.
That's impressive.
Yesterday was Jalen Hurd's birthday. Jalen Hurd.
Good for him. You know, drawing a check in San Fran.
Yeah.
I don't think he is anymore.
Not anymore. They cut him.
I think he got cut at the beginning.
He's been cut for a minute. Juwan Jennings took a spot.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
We will see you guys tomorrow.
Is that it? Is that the whole show?
Yes. I mean, like, it's that time. We're out of birthdays.
Okay.
I got my stories done.
Yeah.
Great show.
Anything else?
Chiefs in the AFC Championship game, nerds. We love you guys.
Super Bowl 2023. It's on.
Okay. We love you guys. I'll say it again.
Yeah. Do it.